Andy in Phoenix, Arizona, on Immaculate Heart Radio. Andy, you're up next. Hello.
Yes, gentlemen, what evidence is there to biblical or otherwise to suggest that James is the blood brother of Jesus?
Well, the only evidence that people point to is the fact that James is described as a brother of Jesus. And from that, it is often inferred that he is Jesus's half-brother, the idea being that since Jesus had no human father but did have Mary as his mother, they'll say, well, therefore, James the Just, that's the James we're talking about here, James the Just must have been Jesus's half-brother through Mary. And if we knew nothing else but the fact that he's described as Jesus's brother, that would be a reasonable inference. I mean, that's what the word brother normally means, is someone who is your brother German, to use a technical term. Someone, normally it would in fact even mean more than a half-brother, it would mean a full-brother. But since we know that's not possible, half-brother would be the next best default position, if we knew nothing else. But in fact, we do know other things. We know, for example, that Mary herself, in the beginning of Luke's gospel, when she was told she was going to have Jesus, she said, "How will this be, for I know not man?" Well, she was a young woman. She obviously knew the facts of life, or she wouldn't have asked the question. And she was engaged at the time. She was actually betrothed, already legally married at the time. And so if she were planning on a normal marriage, she'd know exactly how she was going to have Jesus. She'd suppose, well, Joseph and I are going to begin cohabiting in a few months, as you would expect a young couple to, and then I'm going to become pregnant and have this baby that the angel is telling me about. But she indicates that's not what she's expecting, and so that is a signal to us that she's not planning on an ordinary marriage. If you then look in the writings of the early church fathers, and in particular at a second century document called the Proto-Evangelium of James, it indicates that Mary was a consecrated virgin. She had been consecrated to God as a virgin and was not ever planning on having marital relations. Then, at a certain time in her life, Joseph was selected for her as a guardian, and since the only way you could be the guardian of someone that you weren't of a female at that time was to marry her, he married her, but he wasn't planning on having marital relations with her because he already had a family, including James the Just as one of his sons by his prior wife, and he was an elderly widower and so didn't need a new family. And the earliest theory we have on record about who James the Just was that he was not Jesus's half-brother through Mary, but Jesus's step-brother through Joseph, which is also perfectly within the meaning of the word brother, just like today. People describe their step-brothers as my brother. So that's the earliest theory. Later on, some other theories became common, but that would be a brief look at some of the earliest evidence. The only evidence that's ever brought forward to try to argue that he was a half-brother is the fact that he's described as a brother. But we've already seen that there are other uses of that term, and in fact, we have evidence that one of the other uses or more is supported by the other things we know in this case.
Right, so the church rejects this notion then?
Yeah, the church teaches that Mary perpetually remained a virgin, which is supported by a number of lines of evidence, and if you'd like to read about that, you could go to Catholic.com and search either on James the Just or on perpetual virginity, and you'll find some online resources for free that go into that.
And what's the cost of those free resources?
Absolutely nothing.
Hmm. Okay, that
works out. That's why they're free.
Andy, appreciate the call.